As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I think this is funny. I just laughed out loud to myself like 3 seconds ago. So because I have my podcast on Tuesdays, ADP Chasing, where it's like crack of dawn, I get up for that thing.
Crack of dawn is what we're going with.
10. We're on at 10.
Wow.
I mean, two of the guys are on the West Coast. That's the crack of dawn.
That counts. 7 a.m. is...
You've already played 18 by the time we launch on ADP Chasing.
Yeah, I was done. I was done golfing today by the time you started your show. Yeah.
Man, you know, I've been talking to Sneaky Joe. He's at Tri-County now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I did it. I was on the air at 2 o'clock weekdays then.
And you would go out there and play golf in the morning.
I'd be the first one out. I would have to drive almost an hour to Tri-County. I'd play alone usually. There was another older couple that sometimes would beat me to the first tee because no one's even working there by then. It's before 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even before 6. I don't know. In the summer.
Yeah.
And if I could be first one out, I came to know them and they would let me go because I was fast and single. I'd be done by maybe like 9 or 10 at the latest, like this, and then home, shower, lunch, at work, easily on time. How did I do that? What happened? Where is that guy?
I don't know. I played out there summer before last. Brian Koziel set us up, and I went out there. You were away because Sal was co-hosting with me the afternoon show, and Sal was a part of the force. It was me, Brian, Sneaky Joe. And maybe this is where the seed got planted for Joe to like become a member there. And Sal. And, you know, we played pretty early. And it didn't, you know, it wasn't really slow or anything. I don't remember waiting around or anything. But, you know, we got done maybe around noon. And then came back and I texted Sal because we were trying, like, are you going to be at home or are you going to go in the studio? I'm like, I'll probably stay at home. I got home and I got to go in. If I stay home, I'm going to be in too comfortable a chair. I was so tired after that, just being up and out there, the driving and everything.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Now my day starts, really? Like, now my work day begins? That's a grind, man.
I mean, it's a first world grind.
Yes, that's right.
It's a grind, sure.
But I think 30 years ago, it was a lot easier to pull off. Go do that. Because now...
I'll settle for that.
I would not... If I didn't live a half a mile from the golf course that I play, I don't think I would feel comfortable. Even though we have all this time in the morning, and the show doesn't start till 3, I don't think I'd feel comfortable going somewhere and being there for 5 hours and the whole process taking that long.
What I was going to say is just this, that because I have the Tuesday morning show, I spend Monday evening with ideas. Like, no offense, but tonight, probably, I will not be preparing anything for tomorrow, for this tomorrow. Like, maybe if something happens, then I will, if I'm home and sort of free to do that. But on Monday night, because it's a double, if you will, then I'll sort of like write down ideas. So I have a sheet for that show, and I have a sheet for this show. And I just saw, I must have just ignored this, for the last hour and a half since I've been sitting here, is that I wrote last night, I guess I thought of this as maybe a topic for today.
For us, not for
us.
Okay.
I wrote, know what would be amazing if Patrick Mahomes announced he was taking a year off? Why would I have even, I don't even remember why I even had that thought. You know, like, don't people still do that in life? You said to Mike Tenier yesterday, you know, just go backpack in Europe for a year or something like that. Right. What if Patrick Mahomes was like, or even, I guess, Josh Allen. I don't know why there'd be a difference here, but just like, I just got married. I need a break. It'll prolong my career. Is there any way I could get away with, like, just taking a year or retire? When Andrew Luck retired, did most people think he was about to come back the year after? I feel like with Derek Carr, he will be back on the field, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it's not that Derek Carr, I don't perceive him as insincere, but I never doubted Andrew Luck. Like, the injuries he had, like, it was entirely believable to me that he was just, I can't, I don't want to. You know, like, I have a good mind, you know, and I'd like to not just be just destroyed by the time I'm 30 years old. So that I thought that would be sticky. The car thing, I don't know, maybe, but it's you know, that hasn't been that much of an accumulation. It feels like there's just one bad thing that really happened to him this year. So I could see him coming back. I don't know.
Andrew Luck is 35. Imagine Andrew Luck being like making a comeback to the NFL. It'd be great.
Sure.
At 35, it'd be so great to talk about. Like, what is?
Yep.
The Colts need a guy, right? So if Andrew Luck decided he wanted to play, he's the general. College teams have general managers now.
Yeah.
He's the general manager at Stanford, where he played. Anyway.
Yeah, I feel like he's not coming back.
If Mahomes decided, even if he was like, whatever, it's so random, but if he just like, I just need a year, I think I'll be better for it, family time, then I'll come back. You know, these guys will play out, all of them, they'll play out their careers, or most, as long as they can. A bunch of offensive linemen retired today. Like, I don't know, those guys are sometimes in their 20s when they do, but still, most guys are just going to play for as long as they can, and then it's family time, but maybe their kids are like 10 or old teenagers by then, and they'll feel like they've missed it. I'm not saying any of this to be pejorative, just it'll be kind of late in the game for that. And maybe their bodies aren't as able because they've played for longer, and maybe there are regrets. I wonder what Eric would say to this. Eric Wood, who was forced into retirement at a younger age. And whenever we talk to Eric, he's doing stuff with his kids at Disney and different things. Like, he doesn't get that in the same way if he plays 6 more years, you know?
Yeah, and his body probably takes a lot more punishment. I mean, maybe, you know,
I wonder if he's grateful.
A third as much, like a third more punishment playing another few years like he did, like he didn't end up doing. I mean, I think the thing is, though, I mean, you're like, in the case of Mahomes or Allen, I mean, these are the best years of your life. These are the best years of your career. Like, you're at your athletic peak right now. So skipping a year now to maybe prolong it on the tail end, I don't know. I don't think I would advocate for it. I mean, certainly if somebody chose it, I would respect it, but I'd be pretty stunned to have somebody plan it that way. Like, I want to skip a year in my late 20s to come back and play so I can play longer when I'm 38. Like, this does not, the way I feel sitting here today right now after playing around in golf, I don't think I'd want to skip a year in my 20s.
Well, you know, at 38, you probably were still okay. But, okay, I mean, it's just, for some reason I wrote that down last night. What if Patrick Mahomes took a year off? Like, the Chiefs win total maybe is 11.5. What would it be if he just...
7.5?
Right. They'd just be like, oh, out. Right? Kansas City just be out.
Yep.
And then somebody would say, well, don't be so sure. But they would just be out.
And then we would laugh at that person.
Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, saying, don't be so sure. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, I don't know, like Washington, a lot of these teams, a quarter of the league would be just like, all right, forget it. Detroit, I mean, a lot of teams would just be, you wouldn't even consider it. Anyway, that's one thing. It's not even really a thing. I think, you tell me what you think. Isn't the Knicks coach being fired usable in here right now? Like, here's the tweet on Tom Thibodeau, the Knicks coach. Led the Knicks to their first East Finals in 25 years. What was McDermott in 2020? That was more than 25 years since they made the semis, as it were, like the AFC Championship. That would have been 27 years, I think. Led the Knicks to their first East Finals in 25 years, made playoffs in 4 of 5, led the Knicks to consecutive 50-plus win seasons for first time since the 90s. Fired. They made the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost in 6. Game 1 was theirs. They blew it. The rest of the series was pretty even, and they never got that first game back. Well, they kind of did in Game 3. They were way down in Game 3
and won. They reversed it, yeah.
Basically. Whatever, right? Lost in the conference finals in 6 games and had never even been that far before this year. Fired. And I don't know for myself, like, I'm not here to give you an opinion on the decision, but basketball people I follow, like, yeah, that was the right move. I get it. Nick Kostos, Knicks fan, like, they find, I can't believe they did it, but it's right.
You peaked,
which you don't know,
right?
And Sean McDermott, 3 or 4 years ago, somebody said it. And they haven't been wrong yet, including Nick, by the way. I'm sure Nick is going to mention the Bills on You Better You Bet today because that's an easy comp, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like basketball is probably more like hockey for coaches.
It seems that way to me, yeah.
Where you're just going to, like, they seem more disposable.
Yeah.
Than in football. Football, it just doesn't have to, though. It feels like a weightier choice, a weightier decision. Like, there's a lot more.
The staffs are, I mean,
Football staffs are larger than NBA rosters.
Yeah, the coordinators and all the position coaches and all that stuff that sort of goes with it. I mean, it's a program. And yes, a basketball team or a hockey team has a system that they play on offense and defense and variations thereof. But it's just not as, and there are assistant coaches there too, and I'm sure ones who specialize in defense and offense and half court sets and whatever, designing fast breaks maybe or something. I have no idea how deep coordinators into their dunk coordinator. I don't know how deep those coaching staffs go, but it's still, you're coaching what, 12 people. You know, it's just a much smaller proposition, and therefore I think, like, only a couple guys on the team, if they're the main guys, probably carry a lot of weight when, you know, talking with ownership or general managers or vice presidents or whomever when a year ends. That input probably carries more weight than one out of 53 football players or even one out of 25 hockey players that are on an NHL roster. It's just so small, and the stars are such big stars that I think, you know, one word from, I'm not saying this happened, but like the GM gets a bad feeling from Jalen Brunson about Tom Thibodeau continuing as coach. I think we got to make a change. That's it. Like, this guy might be a little, but he's on the verge of unhappiness with the coach. That's it. Change it. Whereas it's a little more complicated in, you know, a bigger pool of players.
Allen is the only name for this, if there's anything to be said about a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say had necessarily, but one.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wondered for a long time just what Allen and McDermott really were as a tandem. Like, does Allen need McDermott for anything? Especially 7-8 years into his career. Does he need him for anything? And if he doesn't, what does that mean? Does that give you more license to think about a different head coach? If they're ever at odds, then that would even, you know, mm-hmm. point you more in that direction. Allen just seems to me mostly just very easygoing about it all. I don't know if that's right, but that's definitely, I think, how he comes off. Like, just, yeah, okay. Diggs is gone, okay. Diggs is mad, okay. We have this guy now, yeah. Okay. You know, coordinator change, okay. Like, he just gives you, for all his power here, if he ever wanted to exert it publicly, it would be a huge deal.
Yeah, it would.
But has he ever
No, he's done very anything? Much been a, I'm the player, you're the coach. The type of guy, I think. Like, that is just how, at least, you know, front-facing anyway. Like, what we see of him is that. And so, and it's not to imply that I think it's an act or anything. I mean, I've never heard a single thing that would make me want to doubt that. It just seems like how he is. So, you tell me something's changing, all right, you tell me what I got to do. You're in charge. Yeah, I work here. Yeah, I am the most important person in the organization. I don't know that he walks around thinking that, but I think from a distance, it's easy to assert that he is that. He's the most important guy there. But he definitely seems like, you know, comfortable being below the, you know, the decision making process. You know, for all the he does, you know, fiddle around with the draft a little, I guess.
Well, I guess he might have, and he probably does have some voice, but he seems to be the type of person that's content, which, I don't know. Like, I think that probably we need him to be that way. Because if he's not that way, he's Jack. Like, he becomes, mm-hmm. you know, the Bills have been very close, and he wouldn't, with a different personality type, and we're both taking leaps here, I certainly am, disgruntled with the Bills bumping their head on the Chiefs and the AFC playoffs every year. But if he were, look at his life. Like, New York, LA. He's starting media companies, you know, marrying
actresses.
Like, just.
And actresses.
It's still only, it's not plural.
Just one, yeah.
Right. I mean, just all of it. I bet a lot of Western New Yorkers kind of go like, is this real? Like, does Are you sure he doesn't want more? But, you know, he's, for all intents and purposes, he's paid to the max. It's not like the Bills only offer, like you, for instance, only make a fraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you and I are different. Only make a fraction of, like, the top media market radio guys because it's Buffalo, and that's they tell us, like, that's how it is. Like, what are you going to do?
Right, and football, it doesn't work that way.
No, football, he does great.
He gets his slice of the pie that any quarterback would get anywhere.
Right.
You know, New York, L.A., Dallas, whatever. Yeah.
So that's nice for him.
Yeah.
But what's the point?
The point is that the Knicks fired a coach who had success, got them to the playoffs, and got them farther than they had been in 25 years. And I felt the same way the Monday after the Leafs got eliminated. You were not here that day. You were playing golf.
Shocking.
And that day was kind of the same sort of thing. Not that they were going to fire a coach that day, but is it time to do something? Right, we've been running this back, and I even said about myself, like from a distance, yeah, I don't have any real passionate interest in the Leafs. I'm interested in them as, you know, the market and an original six team and a, kind of a historic franchise and proximity. But like, I don't care really what happens to them. And so when talking about them, it's like, yeah, you should keep going. Those guys are good. Marner, Matthews, Nylander, keep going. Break the door. Sort of like McDermott says, we're going to keep knocking on the door until it opens. And the Leafs, I think, for me anyway, I couldn't say that anymore after they lost another Game 7, even though it's to a great team that's in the final again. You know, it's not like they should be embarrassed, but the way they played in two of those games, you know, it's time to change. And I always want to look in the mirror and see the Bills back when I'm thinking that way about a franchise that has had great regular season success and very modest playoff success. The Bills never really had modest playoff success. Like they, you know, they win a playoff game. They win a round every one of these years.
At least.
It's just, yeah, and sometimes two games, but they have not gotten all the way there. So there's enough comparables there for me to, you know, swing it back around and then start looking through that lens at the Bills. And how long are we going to go? You know, if something doesn't give here, if the door doesn't open. Yeah, like when is it time? Even if there isn't like a glaring, obvious smoking gun type thing, like 13 seconds, which is already, you know, a long time ago now.
Well, you know, you've heard me on this before. We've talked about it enough times already. It's still fresh, but you could say, and not everybody, of course, but not even the majority. A lot of people would say last year was this. Because what did last year end up being? Dominant regular season. Franchise record in scoring. Give McDermott as much credit as you choose to for that. He doesn't call the plays. He hires the offensive coordinator. That's what he does. And, you know, he decides what to do on fourth down, I suppose. If it's not other people telling him from they went to Yale. So, it's limited. Franchise record in points. 13 wins. AFC Championship could not stop a Chiefs team that everybody else in the league could stop all year. I mean,
yep.
I wasn't the one. I'm still not the one telling you like mm-hmm. the time was now, if you will, to do that. I have said I think one more of those and then I'm there. The same year again, I'm mm-hmm. there. Like, it's different than basketball. It's different than hockey. The Bills also. I mean, the Knicks are interesting to compare them to, or even the Leafs, because those are like iconic, huge market franchises that want to hold themselves to the ultimate standard of winning, you know, but I know neither team ever wins. Can anybody remember either team ever winning a championship? Like, you have to be 70. Like, just, it's never happened. But still, it's New York, it's Toronto in hockey. Like, our reputation, our image, our thing is, like, we're shooting for the top. So, I mean, the Leafs haven't been through that many coaches, only three all these years where they've been in the playoffs. Right. Babcock, Keith, Berube, who's actually only his first year.
Right.
I don't know the Knicks. I mean, it's a different situation, but that's what the conversation about the coach and what to do when you're really good for a long time, but you can't break through, I think is some part your market and kind of like how you see yourself in the world. And this is really only Terry Pegula doesn't, he can turn on a dime when it comes to this. He doesn't have to be like Buffalo minded, if you will. Like he could be New York or Toronto minded. He's totally not though. He's firing hockey coaches only when he feels like he has to.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still not even really doing it. Like the Adams thing is incredible in real sports.
Yeah.
Sixth year without even a playoff appearance. It's incredible. It's just like maybe in 1910s baseball you would have had that.
Right.
But nobody in real sports has that. Like there's even in Buffalo, there should be enough pressure where you'd be like, are you kidding? I have to pay him so? But, you know, incredibly, the yep. Sabres just sort of trudge along, spinning however they can. I don't want to make this about them. I think the because I don't want to get upset. The thing with the Knicks is kind of like a McDermott
yep.
situation, but it's New York and it's basketball where you don't have offense, defense, you know, coaches are always in one or the other bucket. It just makes you think. I think the yep. I think the Knicks news really makes you think. Like,
yep.
how long will this go if the Bills can't win one? Forever? Because the McDermott critics talk like that's how they expect it. And I don't know if they're wrong. Last year could have been the year where you went, yeah, Kansas City was actually bad.
Vulnerable, yeah. We couldn't take advantage of them.
You had enough. You got to the game against the Chiefs having beaten them again and couldn't stop them. And then they went to the Super Bowl and lost by 30.
You know, like
that was the year yeah. you could have done it.
Yeah. I know we got to get to a break here, but one thought just comes to mind. And it comes up almost anytime you talk about Pegula, ownership, and these coaches, both franchises, right? Someone will make the point. And I have to admit, it is on my mind, too, whenever we talk about it, is the run of disasters on the hockey side and how much stability there's been on the football side. And, look, that is not a reason to not make a change if you believe it's time to make a change. I just wonder what it will take to get the owner to ever see that. And that is not to say he should see it already, because I've not been there yet either, but I know we have to be closer to the end than the finish or the end than the beginning at this point. I mean, he's going into year eight here.
Nine.
Year eight. Year nine. Year nine.
Nine.
Without a title, so I wonder how much the futility on the hockey side is on the owner's mind if he's ever contemplating a change on the football side. But it's a little bit different than what the fans usually say. Oh, it'll be a disaster. I wonder if he thinks it could be a disaster. He's got the stability of these guys that have been here for all these years now, and it is successful to a large extent, successful, just not completely over the top successful, whereas the hockey thing is just it's toxic.
Well, I think what you're kind of saying is he could look in the mirror when he thinks of the two teams and like, thank God I made the one good move.
Right, and I don't want to mess that up.
I've made one good move.
Right,
in 15 years.
Right, I could go through three guys in 5 years if I fire this guy.
Yep. 803-0550, Sean McDermott, Tom Thibodeau, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, 4 o'clock, Rich Rebar. Lord Reeves, for more on Sharp's website, if you'd rather.
Wow.
Rewind. On Dalton Kincaid and the Bills' skill position players going into 2025. Sal Capaccio will join us as well today. We'll look for your calls next, 803-0550. Lines are open. This is WGR.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.